Hallelujah to the Lord. Ain't God good tonight? Oh, Jesus. I'd like to preach on one word tonight. Keep. K-E-E-P. Keep. Proverbs 16 and 17, you don't have to turn. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his own soul. He that keepeth his way. Proverbs 7:2, God's speaking, keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Let God's word be the desire that you set your eye upon and you cherish from your heart. I want to deal with this one word in this lesson, this message. That word is to keep. This word keep is one of the most important words in all of Scripture. You can look your Bible through and you'll not find a more beautiful word that carries with it such a dear importance and an assurance of security.
Right.
How many members, Sister Alice Miller, she went to Flatwoods, Kentucky. Yeah. Mary and I, knowing her, I know probably 40 years or longer. When she'd stand and testify, she always had this testify, God will keep you if you want to be kept. And I tell you, when I came to the Lord, that's exactly what I told him. I said, Lord, I want to serve you. Keep me, Lord, from the evil that's in this world. Ain't you glad that he delivered you and brought you out of it? Ain't you glad of that? The blood of Jesus washes and he cleanses you and he sets you free. I'm glad he reached out and he brought me unto him. And I'm telling you, I can tell you and I can promise you tonight, he's a great keeper. He'll keep that which you committed unto him against that day. Oh, Apostle Paul, he said, I know in whom I have believed. And he said, I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. What day is he talking about? Until Jesus comes and raptures us out, or I go by the way of the grave. One thing about it, I once was lost, but now I'm found. But Jesus saved my soul, and that night, that day that he saved me, I gave him my whole heart, and I said, Lord, here's my life, my body, my soul, and my spirit. Would you keep me? And he ministered almost 35 years before the Lord called him home. I'm telling you, next month I'll be in this thing for 50 years, and God has kept me going out, and he's kept me coming back in. He's preserved my soul from evil. He's kept the devil off of me. I've had my battles. I've had my trials. I've been knocked down. But I'm telling you, his power is sufficient to keep you and to put you right back on your feet and put you right back in the race. Raise your little hand and say, he's a keeping me. He's a preserving me. Oh, would you all hold on, please? We're going to go somewhere. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. I want you to notice right here, David and the psalmist in Psalms, Psalm 17 and 1. Listen to David's prayer. Oh, Lord, attend, A-T-T-E-N-D, unto my cry. Not a prayer. This is a desperate cry. How many's ever been in those times? You're desperate.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you cry to God.
Amen.
You might not audibly in your mouth cry to him, but your heart on the insides are crying, I need help.
Amen.
I need help. How many knows the Lord reads the heart?
Yeah.
He reads the thoughts. He knows what troubles us.
Yeah.
He knows us. Oh, Lord, stay with me. Attend unto my cry. Attend means in the Hebrew, Lord, please listen. Incline your ear, which means to bend forward, to hear and listen more closely and to hearken to what I'm saying. Attend to my cry. Bend forward, Lord, and bow your ear down and listen to me. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto him. Oh, Lord, I'm down here in trouble. And would you hear my heart's cry? Nobody's ever been there, Lord. I need you. Oh, Lord, I pray on my Jesus, hold up my goings. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. David had many enemies in this chapter. He said, Lord, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me. How many has ever had the devil to oppress you? Oh, Lord, he'll depress you. And that old spirit of the enemy will oppress you. And there's just a pressure that he puts upon you that you can't put it into words. And you grasp and you try to press through and you're oppressed. Oh, God, I'm down here, Lord, and I'm fighting oppression. And I need you. My enemies are coming against me, oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Hold up my goings.
Oh, God.
Listen. From my deadly enemies who compass me about, what David was saying, hold up my goings in thy paths. David, what are you saying right here? I was telling the Lord, Lord Jesus, keep me going. Lord Jesus, keep me going. I can't quit now. I can't sit down now. I can't get discouraged and quit now. I refuse to quit praying. I refuse to lay my Bible aside. I'm going to read my Bible every day. Hallelujah. Lord, hold up my goings. Come on. David, in one place says, I was ready to halt. H-A-L-T. I was ready to stop and go down. He said that he slipped his arms underneath me and strengthened me and lifted me back up. How many knows he's a lifter upper? He's our glory. He's our shield. Yeah, hallelujah. Hold up my goings, Lord. I feel like I'm in a place sometimes that I get weak. At least I do. I get weak on the inside. You can be tired. You can be weary and ready to faint in the natural and in the physical. But I'm telling you, the pressures sometimes can be so great of oppression and the powers of the enemy that you feel like you're sinking. He said, hold up my goings, Lord, in thy paths, and keep me a going. And keep me, Lord.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Oh, God, I'm trusting in you. Would you keep me as the apple of your eye? I don't ever want my feet to slip, God, in my faith.
Yeah.
And in my desire and in my determination, please. Keep me from falling. Keep me forever in your path. Because, Lord, I know it's the best way. I might be tempted, I might be tried, and I might be suffering and going through things, but it's still the best way, Brother Charles.
Amen.
Whew, it's still the best way.
Amen.
I might have my battles, and on the old spiritual enemies that I'm up against and that I fight,
yeah.
But you know my heart, God. You know that I love you.
Yeah.
You know that I want to serve you. You know, Lord, that I want to make it. I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
So I pray, Lord, keep me. as the apple of your eye. Brother Ronnie, I asked God today, I said, give me a definition upon the apple of the eye. What was it that David was saying? Keep me as the apple of the eye. Oh, Lord, even God looked down in the Old Testament church into Israel and said, I kept them as the apple of mine eye. Hallelujah to the Lord. Do you know what the apple of the eye is? Did you know that in the natural, your eye is the most sensitive part of your body? It is the most delicate organ that you have that is most protected and cared about. When God made you, He gave you a set of eyelids that closes when the fierce winds pick up and the dust and the sand starts to fly. He gave you a brain that is hooked to your eyes and your organs that you know that danger is present. How many times have you thrown up your hands and your arms to protect your eyes from flying objects all around you? Your eyes are very important. In essence, David was a saying, dear Lord, I am the apple of your eye, and I want you to keep me. I know that you'll keep me. Listen, I know you're not going to let any harm come to your eyes. Hey, Lord, the apple of the eye in the Hebrew means to set your affection upon an object that you really, really love. Listen to David. In Deuteronomy 32:9, for the Lord's portion is His people, the lot of His inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness, and he led Israel, his people, about. He instructed him, and he kept Israel, he kept his called out chosen people as the apple of his eye. You can't tell me you're not loved here tonight. You might feel like Israel. I'm out here in this evil world, and I'm up against it in this waste howling no man's land. It ain't nothing but desert and battles and heat. I don't see how that I can make it. I ain't important in this wilderness. It's just too much that's bad to get through. But the Bible said God kept them as the apple of His eye. He wasn't going to let anything but a come into His eye of affection and pull His people out. Hey, Lord, when you feel that you've reached your limit and the devil's a slinging his thoughts and his doom and gloom and discouragement, God is going to throw up a shield and He'll compass you and He will keep you. He's going to lead you and bring you through. Devil, you'll have to get in God's face and to breach His eye to get me out and to destroy me, but you cannot do it. Hallelujah to the Lord. I am the apple of God's eye. Lord, His eyes are up on the righteous and His ears are open to their cry. He'll guide His elect with His eye. Lord, I'm glad I'm in His hand and I'm glad that I'm in His sight. He sees me and He knows me, and the devil cannot get in God's eye and get me out of His love and get me out of His affection. I'm glad that He can see. Hey, ain't you glad tonight? Woo!
Praise the Lord.
Hey, hallelujah. Oh, precious Lord. The pupil is the part that it sees and it focuses. I'm telling you, God's got good focus tonight. He knows you're down sitting. He knows you're uprising. And he sees that thought afar off. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
This ought to be our prayer. Keep me, Lord, in your will. Keep me going. Keep me in your power and love. Keep me in the right way. Keep me, Lord, from this world. Keep me, Lord, from the wicked one. Keep my soul in the midst of a troubled world.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God here tonight. I preach this before you come to the house of God tonight. I get carried away. I thank God for the power of this four-letter word in my own life. Keep.
Yeah.
Keep. Stay with me. It is precious and it is strong. Spirit of God's in that word, King. Did you know that? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God breathed it. And when they wrote these words, you imagine the Holy Ghost was in the hand that wrote it. Keep. I will keep you in the hour of temptation. Hallelujah to God. Precious. It's full of assurance. If it wasn't, Brother Charles, for God's keeping power, I would not be here.
Amen.
Sister Missy.
Amen.
As I look back over my life in the past tense concerning the word keep, Sister Bessie, God has kept me from death.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Holy. Raise your hand and praise him. He kept me from death. Oh, Lord, when I was a-sinking, felt like I wasn't going down, felt like I wasn't going to live, the Word of God came, and it delivered me, it reached, and it kept me. Hallelujah. Nothing you'll ever put in God's hand, he'll ever lose it. You'll never lose it. Oh, Lord, he's kept death away from me many times. He has kept me from evil, pulling my soul back from going into the pit. Thank God, he's kept me from overmuch sorrow and grief. That would have swallowed me up. He's kept me from many spiritual floodwaters that would have washed me away. His merciful hand held me and would not let me go. Hallelujah. Woo! I've waded through a lot of deep waters. I've waded through muddy waters. I've been in the valleys low. Hallelujah. But there was a hand right there and a hold of mine that was leading me through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ain't you glad you got the Lord of hosts with you? And David said, he's always on my right hand side. Ain't you glad of that night? Hallelujah. The Bible said, he goeth before us, and goodness and mercy shall follow us. And the angels of the Lord encamp around about those that fear the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, I've got the angel on my side. I got all of heaven. I got God. God's eyes looking up on me. I can't lose. I can't quit. I'm on the winning side. Hey, God, my Lord, am I going to make it? He's with me. Do you want to know how I made it these almost 50 years? Serving my Lord. I didn't let go. That's just it. Hey, Lord, I tell you, God won't let go. If you won't let go, you might be down to a spark left in your soul, and you might be down to a thread, a bar barely holding you. But if you got a desire to go to heaven and serve the Lord, He'll take you through. I feel the Lord give Him a wave offering in the house. He'll take you through the thick and the thin. Hallelujah. Some people come to the house of God, churches all across the world. They're faithful to attend church. And they profess they have Jesus and they're serving God. But a lot of them in this hour has let go. You can't see it from the hand. They've let go in here. You can let go in here, children. You can lose your praise.
Right.
You can lose your worship. You can lose that thankful heart.
Right.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You can lose that gladness of heart.
Yep.
You can lose that desire.
Right.
Oh God.
Oh.
You ain't gonna let loose.
Holy.
I see it.
Come on.
Holy.
Come on.
He's been too good.
Hold on.
Oh God, what He's done. What He's done, what He's done, what He's brought you through. What He showed you. What you felt. You can't explain it, but it's on the inside. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Oh Lord, I know it's real. I know it's real. And I know I don't know about tomorrow, but I'm telling you, I know who holds tomorrow. Hey Lord, He held me in times past. He's with me today. He is the Lord, and I change not, He said. And He's going to keep me for my tomorrow. I'm telling you, Brother Charles, great things are out in front of you. I believe it with all of my heart. When a door closes in your life, hallelujah, you're a child of God. Another door is going to open up. Hey, it's going to open up. He is the door. He is the door. He's the way maker. He's the meat supplier. He's the soul provider. He is everything that you need. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, God, hey, Lord, I'm going to make it. I'm going to hold on. And He's going to hold on to me. I got a desire to serve Him.
Come on. Yes.
I've held on and He kept me. Listen, I've seen many spiritual storms down through the years that have come and washed other people and their homes away. Spiritually and families, because they did not hold on.
Right.
They never took God's call and His warning serious. Somehow, the problems just seemed to choke them out, and they drifted away from His word. They started drifting away from God's presence. Can I tell you? There's no keeping power outside of God's Spirit.
Right.
When you are away from Him, you're on dangerous ground.
That's right.
There's no restraining power. There's no keeping power.
Right.
Whew, there's no protection. The Spirit of God is a saying right now, stay on holy ground. Stay in church.
Oh,
stay faithful to God.
Oh,
use what He's given you. Obey His word. Keep using those talents and those gifts. Keep right on a testifying. Keep right on a praying and worshiping Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
In your Bible, the word keep, in all of its forms, keep, keeping, keepeth, keepeth, kept, all of its forms is used over 400 times in our Bible. Oh, the purpose of it. Did you know that's more than once every day of the year to keep us? 400? God kept me yesterday. He's keeping me today. And He's going to keep me tomorrow.
Amen.
Listen.
Yeah.
Definition of keep. How many wants to hear it?
Come on.
Woo-hoo. Keep means to hold on to. Now that's
simple. Come on.
Woo. Their glory means to hold on to and not let go.
Right.
To maintain in your possession. To preserve. To not lose or part with. To guard and to protect.
Yes.
This word keep is not weak.
Right.
It's not passive. It's got life in it. Hallelujah. Keep believes. Keep loves. And keep possesses. It's full of life. It's got an action to it. It's filled with determination. Keep has got a desire. It's full of grit. It knows what is important. It knows what is precious. It understands the value of God and spiritual things. And it's willing to keep right on a praying and keep right on a fighting and stay right in there and say, I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I'm not backing up. I refuse the devil to let him discourage me and to make me sit down. I will not let him steal my joy and steal my praise. He's a joy robber. Raise your hand in the house. Am I going to praise him with joyful lips? Because for me, he had done great things. He's worthy of our praise tonight. Hey Lord, he's real. Come on, sweet Jesus. I touch every heart in this house. I touch every one of our soul, our bodies and our minds, and give us a determination. Hey Lord, hold up my goings. Pick me back up, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a whole house full, every seed field. Oh, Lord. Brother Bill, I feel this. I feel this. He's a keeper. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If haply, you might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us. He feels heaven and he feels earth, but yet he can come down, the author, hallelujah, the finisher of our faith, and come down and live inside of the soul, live inside of the heart. I've got the Creator on my side tonight.
Yeah.
Raise your hand and love him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God is a saying all through your Bible. If you keep on going, you keep on trusting. Keep on walking by faith. Keep a holding on to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I will keep you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. Oh, Lord. Remember, every one of us have choices we make and decisions in our life. We're faced with them every day.
Yes.
Remember, the choices that we make today will affect us tomorrow.
Yes.
Let me slow this down here. We are what we are, and we are where we are today as a result of what we believed and did and chose yesterday.
Amen.
Be very careful what you do, where you go, what you allow. You cannot afford to lose this, to forfeit what you know, what you've been taught, and what you have felt, and what God showed you, and you've experienced. Has anybody in this house, have you got something precious?
Yes.
Hold on to it. Brother Charles, we've been redeemed by precious blood. And to you who believe that he is precious, he is the Savior, he's the blessed Redeemer, he is the life giver, he is the one that keeps and blesses. Hold on to him, embrace him, and reach and get a hold, hallelujah, of the Lord, and don't let go.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh Lord, I feel something. I feel it in my hands. I feel it all over me. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the power of Almighty God. This is Pentecost. It's the outpouring of the Spirit in the last day. I say, the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and my sons and my daughters, I shall prophesy in those days. Ain't you glad of that? And the young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. We're living in that dispensation. We're right on the brink of the coming of the Lord. He's a coming for a glorious church. Raise your hand and love him. Hey. Hallelujah. He's coming for a blood-bought bride that he's called out of sin and shame. Hey Lord, he's coming for a glorious church without blemish, spot, and wrinkle. How many can say, I'm ready to go home, preacher? I'm ready to be called out of here. Hey Lord, the next sound we hear, I could be old Gabriel's trumpet. Jesus has shouted, and the ascending from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, come away, hallelujah, come away, my fair one.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for revival. I'm ready for a move of God. Sister Maria, I'm thirsty. I want to see the waves of glory. Pour it out again, Jesus. Pour it out. Hallelujah. Feel every soul. Feel the hungry God. Feel the thirsty soul. How many thirsty in the house tonight? Woo! I'm hungry for another wave of glory.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Come on. If you've got something precious in this house tonight, hold on to it. The devil's trying to talk some people out of it. I just felt that go over me. You ain't got nothing. You ain't nowhere. Come on. You're out there in the desert. You're in a waste howling wilderness. You're out there where it's dry and hot. You don't have anything. He's a liar. God said, I have set Israel before me as the apple of mine eye. And I brought them out of the wilderness. I brought them through for 40 long years. I fed them and I clothed them. And I gave them water out of the rock. I love him in the house. And I'm telling you, God is the supplier. Brother Charles, he is the supplier.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Ronnie, I felt this before I come to the house of God. Brother Ron texted and said, you got a thought for tonight? Yeah, I got an avalanche.
Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hold on to it.
Come on.
Hold on to it. Sometimes you got to fight to keep it.
Come on.
Devil trying to talk you right out of it. You let him. He'll fill you with doubt, fill you with unbelief. He'll show you the negative. He'll show you the bad, the black, and the dreary. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Come on. Hold on to it with everything that you got. You would not handle this carelessly, would you? You wouldn't flaunt it around. No, sir. But you would keep it and you would protect it. No thief would steal it or take it away from you. You wouldn't let a man, you wouldn't let your own family talk you out of it and get you discouraged. I refuse. They might not see like I see, but I know
that it's real. I know what God showed me. I came out of a United Baptist, no music. I got saved in a Free Will Baptist church with guitars and a piano. I went to Church of God, Brownstown, in Cerrito, Canova, and I'm telling you something happened to me. God initiated me and showed me the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Lord, it come at the top of my head like warm oil and like honey, and it flowed all over me. And what is it? It's a sweet Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It tasted good. It's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Can we praise Him? The Holy Ghost will keep you. It'll keep you. I tell you, Maria, I want to keep it. I want to keep Him. He's personal to me tonight.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. I want to ask you here. What do you really value in your life? Are you willing to go against the grain?
Come on.
Anybody can float downstream and go with the debris and those half-soaked water logs and brush and all of that briars and float right on down the river. Hey, Lord, but God gave me something. I'm going against the grain. I'm going if nobody else wants to go. I made up my mind to serve the Lord. How many's made up your mind? I'm going to keep this. Hey, I know it's real. I know, Missy, what I feel. I'm going against the grain. Hallelujah. No matter what man says, my God's greater. What do you really value in your life? What is your hope and your desire? What's your main goal? Where are you headed when this life is over? How many's got heaven in your eyes?
Amen.
I told Mary, I told her today, I said, if it wasn't for them tracts and me reading my Bible all the time and praying all the time and testifying and everything, I said, my heart's so full, I'm ready. I don't want this to run down. I don't know about you. God gave me something that won't run down, Brother Charles. Praise him. It ain't gonna run out. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God will run out. Hey Lord. Give him a hand clap in the house. This thing's real. It's real. Y'all ready for revival?
Lord Jesus.
Oh God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Tell us, Solomon. Well, first of all, Jude, will you speak to us? I sure will. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Verse 21.
Yes.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Praise the Lord.
Don't lose that love for God. Don't lose the love for others, no matter how they treat you. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord, Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. Don't lose your love and desire for God. Don't lose your love for one another. Let me close with this. Solomon, old man of God, that God gave great wisdom to. Can you tell us something here tonight? Proverbs 4:20. My son, that goes for daughter. My son, attend to my words. Give your whole attention to my words. Yes. Attend to my words and incline thine ear unto my sayings.
Yes.
Let them not depart from thine eyes. Read and meditate in God's word every day. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them,
yes,
and health to all of their flesh. Come on. Keep thy heart
with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. In here, inside of you, it's where you really, really live. It's who you really are. It's what's inside of your heart. That's where all your desires and your ambitions and dreams and goals are. Make Jesus number one. Make him Lord of your life, and he will keep you. The Lord will keep his word. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody. It's in that house. It's able. You're able to stand. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, I don't have to beg you here tonight. I felt that wheel in the middle of the wheel at home. I felt like the Lord was just saying, if you'll keep me, I will keep you. If you commit yourself unto me, I will preserve you. Come on, let's kneel at our seat or the altar and say, Jesus, make yourself real to me. Oh, Lord, I want to be the apple of your eye. Oh, God. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Things are finally happening. times I wondered if I would make it. But while I was wondering, I just kept holding on.
Oh,